Zenni's blocks lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add blocks to any Zenni frame for stylish, all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription blocks glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
Hey, this is Sunaina, and you are listening to Talk CXO Life. And we have with us the swift, agile, and moderately risk-averse. Well, he's an insurer. Sanjeev Mantri, Executive Director, ICICI Lombard. Sanjeev is a seasoned banker, spearheading the marketing initiatives of the retail division at the largest private general insurance company, and is credited with the very many innovative solutions and strategies introduced, especially in the SME and also the rural banking markets over his 2-decade-plus experience in the BFSI sector and with the ICICI Group. He is equally known for his obsessive penchant for running and playing tennis, in spite of the very many injuries that consistently plague this sports freak who loves to be on the go, can laugh and cry easily. Equally interesting is his journey with tennis, which he took up at 31 years, but played it with the spirit of an elite player since day one, never quitting, even when the losses and injuries kept stacking up. Enough said, I think. Now, let's sprint away. How did you begin to really enjoy tennis as well?
Tennis, when I started, was just because I picked up a membership which I thought I paid out of my nose at that point of time. I wanted to play that sport which is the most...
You were playing table tennis then?
I was playing table tennis, and it was the most expensive sport. They give you tennis balls. But, you know, the beauty about tennis as a sport, in many ways, you can play it pretty old, right? I've seen people at 75 years plus age also playing tennis in our... you can come and play doubles, knock few balls around. But my motivation to excel in tennis is... 2 years I was losing every day, but I was still not having any mentality which made me look like a loser.
I had an opponent,
a 60-year-old man who used to, any scoreline, he'll come back and make me lose the match. You know, from a 4-0, I will say today I will nail him and then I'll lose. It was crazy, it was very frustrating, it was very annoying, but I would again get up, and those were the days I used to play 5 days, 6 days a week tennis. But eventually,
apart from running, you would... Even play tennis.
So tennis started before running.
Okay.
First three or four years I did this, only tennis. And then running came in. Then I used to, for 7 years, one morning I'll run, next morning I'll play tennis. Mm-hmm. And I'll get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
You love watching tennis matches?
Oh, obsessed.
Each and every one.
Whenever I get a chance, I'll watch. I watched Federer's game with Chorik yesterday, and it was a game which was quite good. Oh man, it was outstanding.
It's a treat to watch
Federer. Though I'm a bit of a Nadal fan.
Really? Okay.
Because I should love Federer, but the guy keeps winning. I'm tired of 1% winning for so long.
So once you're trained to run, did your tennis also get better?
110%. I think stamina changed. Right. Tennis uses different muscles. Running uses different muscles. Okay. But your endurance, your heart is the same for both. So tennis is more sprint driven. While this is long duration of, you know, endurance building. So they're technically very different requirement. But in some way they are connected, because you can... So my desire, one of the things which probably I didn't say, but I can say now, is that when I really took running, tennis, I used to get tired playing. And I used to stop after 1.5 hours of tennis. I wanted to reach a level in tennis where I'll quit, not because I'm tired, because I'm done playing with how much I wanted to play. So that is where one of the desire came in, that main 3 ghante khelna chahunga, 3 ghante khelna chahiye mujhe. Uske baad I should move out of the court. But if I'm getting tired physically and then I'm moving out, means I'm not just in. My heart says play more, but my mind says you can't, because you're done. Mm. Physically you are done. Mm. So that was one thing which also propelled me to tennis.
And whom do you like playing with?
So this one, a very, very good question. So there was a friend of mine, Saurabh Dalmia, who was a brilliant player. He moved to Canada. He was there for almost 8-9 years. And that period only I moved back. I kind of moved more into running. And he came back after 8-9 years. And now he's become my fulcrum in terms of pushing me back into tennis. And I really, really enjoy playing with him. I think he's the reason why one of the movies that came up, those two ladies.
Dangal.
So, we both had three sisters before. We both thought that we were coming. Always together in that sense. So, he became the... He's my main guy with whom I... And both of us enjoy playing singles. I'm not a much of a doubles player. I like playing singles because it's much more physically. And I don't want to play a sport where I can't be drenched in sweat. You know.
And how similar and dissimilar would you say running and tennis is?
Well, both are in many ways a physical sports.
Right.
They're all impact sports. That's how. That's the tough part of it. I wish one of them was non-impact, where you're pounding your feet on the ground, whether hard court or on the road or in at a race course. That's the commonality. So, you know, for a runner, swimming is ultimate cross-training.
Right.
For tennis also, swimming is a good cross-training activity. I do swim once in a while. It's not that I don't. But to physically go through this process, when I had my first meniscus tear, I went to the doctor and I said, this is what I've been doing, playing tennis and running. He said, "Saat saal kar liya, tum bahut lucky ho. You should have got injured long time back. Severely, I mean, of course, there were injuries in that whole period. So both of them are different activities, but there is a bit of a cardio involved in both of them, which is the good part of it.
Is there a famous move of yours, a signature move of Sanjeev Mantri?
running, I think I'm good running, doing intervals probably relatively, then long duration runs.
Okay.
I love that as an activity. In tennis, my strength will be my forehand, which
forehand.
Is what it is for most of them, but
right.
I think I have a reasonably good forehand, and
okay.
my area of improvement, which is a bigger area of interest to me, is my backhand.
Backhand.
I play single hand backhand. Amount of YouTube videos I've seen to learn and get the technique right on backhand. I'm fairly obsessed about it. I also had a coach and took few sessions with him also to work on my second serve and my backhand. I have a long way to go on that.
So this love of yours goes into, you know, you love all the running, tennis, it goes on to your passion for work, and then the work also feeds into this.
I'm reasonably passionate about my work. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
I make a living out of it, right? I can do all of this, what I'm doing, because I'm at this place working, and it's a blessed life in many ways, I would not give it away for anything. And if it's feeding into that life of mine, why would I play with this? I'm fairly relaxed about the fact that this activity, you know, is running in parallel in a smooth way. So
right.
this question does come up several times, Shanana, ki, how do you manage it? Honestly speaking, I don't think there's too much of credit that I can take as to how I manage it. It's coming in a very natural way. I remember my department changed in ICICI Bank, and when I went to the new department, some of the colleagues I was talking to said, boss, your department, mein aapko ye sab band karna padega, running ka time nahi milega. I said, why, you have 5 o'clock morning meetings or what? I mean, why will I not get to do my activity? He said, this is very hectic, high pressure job. I said, but jo bhi hai, but do you guys meet at 5 in the morning? He said, no. I said, then I do this at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, how will it take away what I want to do with this? So I think most of them, you know, people who love sleeping, irrespective of how much busy time they have enough time to sleep, right? They carve out time to
right.
sleep because they like doing it. People who love music, they do it. But yes, I agree with you that there are a lot of guys whom I meet and they say that they love doing this, they love painting, but they don't end up doing painting because the time name is better.
Right.
So that, my analysis is that time name is right because you're not that obsessive about it.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored
mm-hmm.
small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.